across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, welcome to Monday, team. How are we feeling?
Good morning.
Feeling great.
Feeling good. Hamish, how are you today in the newsroom?
Yeah, very well.
Very well. Good. Jackson, producer Jackson.
Good morning, fam. I feel good.
Yeah, you got a good vibe today. I like
good
it.
Vibe, good vibe.
There's good vibes all around here today.
It's his new shirt.
That's what it is.
That shirt is very good.
Do you like it?
It's lifting up everyone in the office.
Can you please describe your shirt for us?
Basically, I look like someone who can talk to the dead and burns incense a lot.
In other words, a Newtown local.
It's a, sort of like a bit, has a bit of like a 60s, 70s vibe to it, but sort of like the formal shirts of those times.
But it's like matching with the shoes and the pants as well.
Oh, yeah, the man knows fashion.
I'm
is
a very
what we're
coordinated guy.
Yeah, you are.
Jade,
yes.
Now, you look extra fresh this morning, almost like you've got a.
Don't
bit
I
of a
just
spring in your step?
Thank you, Maddie.
Glowing.
I'm feeling
tell
it. I'm
us
really
more
feeling it. Okay, so I had a massage yesterday, and it was free, which is a bonus. It makes a massage even better. And it was fantastic. I went in there with a sore back. I did a small, like I just pulled a muscle, obviously, and then I told her about it. And then she managed to massage it out.
Wow.
But the thing is, I went into this like massive trance and was just fully relaxed. I was almost asleep. And then I feel her. She went to the other side and the pressure got harder. And I should have like mentioned it to her and said, oh, you just go a little bit lighter. But she was really in there. And to the point where my trance, I sort of like, it woke me out of it. But
you feel like you're bruised today.
Oh, I feel a little sore and tender on that side, but it was a good pain. You know, when you get a good pain, though.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not into
I'm,
pain.
I know. I like
when you get a
pain
really good hard pressure massage, I was like, it hurts, but it feels good.
See, like, I get off on, like, the pain of getting a tattoo.
Do you?
People say that.
Fascinating.
That's I think I'm the only one on
well,
the
this is very
one
simple, but yeah, she did a great job. My back, like, just completely fixed. I don't have that niggle there anymore.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I could
and
feel
free
her actually massaging it out because I didn't know this. Did you know every single muscle from your neck all the way down to your heels is connected? It's one big muscle, all the muscles in your back.
I didn't know that.
There you go, Dr. Jade. Thank you.
Yeah, I learned all this, but she was amazing.
Hey, guys, you know how, like, in your wallet, it's kind of annoying sometimes to have all those different notes and coins and stuff?
Yeah.
Imagine if you could have something much easier than that, easier even than credit cards, because there's one society over in Africa who are using cows as currency.
Cows?
Really, to this day?
Yeah.
Got to hear more about this.
Slot a couple of those in your wallet. No worries.
Maroon 5 Memories. New stuff for them kicking off your Monday. It's 6:09. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:12, currently 21 at Nobby's.
So, Jade, Maddie, you know how money is so annoying. You've got to go out, you've got to earn it. Then you've got to put it
says
in your wallet.
You.
Yes.
Then you've got to spend it. God, how difficult.
Oh, I love spending it.
Well,
that's the fun bit. It's the only good thing about money.
Well, there's a tribe over in Africa who use, instead of regular banknotes and coins and bank accounts, they use cows.
No way.
The best thing about this as well is these cows, right, they're this type that are, they're sort of quite skinny, very large, and then they have these enormous, like, hook-shaped horns. The horns almost look like a sort of half moon. They never kill the cows. They just get the milk and then just trade them as cash.
Oh, that's nice that they don't kill them.
Yeah, so if you want to go buy a car or a house, you just turn up with a couple of cows. It's amazing.
One thing comes to mind. Do you know when you go to the airport and you need to change over your money? Imagine on their little list at the currency exchange.
Yeah, 10 US dollars equals
full cream.
For a litre of full cream.
Wow. Quite, I wonder what the conversations are like.
Wouldn't it be great if you wanted to go there on holidays? You just pack the long life milk and take it over with you.
Just a carton of that. Oh, look at this. I brought it. I brought my own money.
Well, you could take powdered milk.
Oh, yeah. You mix it up yourself.
Wouldn't you be treated like a god, wouldn't you? Because they wouldn't have it there.
Jade, you're taking 5 kilos of white powder through the airport. Oh, it's just powdered milk.
I swear. They have to go off and do the tests. Convenient, though, you know, if you want to buy, like, certain things. But if you just want a loaf of bread, very difficult.
Mm.
Because what do you do?
Give them a nip.
But I wonder...
nip and milk.
Like, say, good point, though. Mm. Say you need to buy a loaf of bread for the family. Does one cow equal one loaf of bread?
Obviously not. Because a cow's worth heaps.
Yeah.
It's more like that. Cows are better for buying big things, but then if you just want something small, like what if you just want a little bunch of broccolini? What do you do then? It's only worth $1.20
or whatever. Maybe they just build up a tab, and then once it hits a certain amount, then they go there with a couple of litres.
There you go.
Sorry, Bluebell. Got to take you out today. That is a cow, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like it. From what I've heard.
Oh, well, there you go. I won't be going over there anytime soon.
Why not, Maddie? Just got to get some cows. You know,
it's too dirty.
I can wrangle a cow.
I did agriculture in high school.
So I know how to lead a cow and put the harness on their head and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like
another fun
you're
fact
like a,
for
when
you.
When you say wrangle, you mean like...
Well, look, I ain't no cowboy.
Well, I was just going to say, that makes you a cowboy.
But I know how to hold the rope lead it around a paddock.
Do you have a cobra?
Sorry, but that doesn't...
No, a cobra. Just my backwards baseball cap.
I don't think that fits in.
No, it doesn't.
Hey. You're not going to get a job at the rodeo.
Who says that's what you have to wear, Crevo?
And a cobra.
Bringing the rodeo to the 21st century.
Cobras are sexy hats, though.
Nah.
Yeah, they are.
You find a lot of, like, clothing and accessories sexy.
Sexy,
don't you?
I do.
Like a cowboy, dude.
Yeah. I do. Slacks are big buckle belts. Did you just want to undo it?
Yeah. Oh, Jade.
We've got a brand new game to play today.
Yeah, we do.
Now, I've got some sort of contraption here, Crevo. Would you like to explain what it is?
So it's sort of like this plastic thing that you put in your mouth, and you might have seen this on, like, the Ellen Show or whatever. It, like, expands your mouth out so that it
dentists
makes it,
use them.
That's right. This makes it really hard to talk. Yeah, so Maddie's going to pop that in his mouth, and then he's going to say something, and you've got to figure out what he's trying to say.
Very unflattering.
Yeah, it
doesn't look cute, does it?
Okay.
All right.
So the space is in Maddie's mouth.
Oh, God. Okay, hey.
Okay, so, all right, you got a little phrase that you're going to say, and then if you can guess what it is, you win a double pass to Reading Cinema at Charlestown. So 13:10:09 if you want to play. Here it is. Go for it, Maddie.
Sometimes in this
Ooh, that was a tough one.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to open up eyes.
Oh, yeah, now I got it.
13:10:09 if you know what Maddie's saying. Brand new game here.
We'll do it next at 6:16. Good morning. What's Maddie saying?
New game this morning, Maddie.
I know, I'm
You're
excited. Yes.
Okay, so how this works is that we have a double pass up for grabs for Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, and Maddie is putting a dentist spacer in his mouth. And he's going to say something, and you just need to correctly tell us what it is Matty is saying, and you win that double pass.
Okay, thankfully, I don't have to say it again. It has been recorded for this purpose. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Double pass up for Reading Cinemas, up for grabs. Let's start with Janine.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good,
really
thank you.
Good. Really good. You've got... I can detect a bit of an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, great part of the world.
Oh, hey, Janine, how do you feel about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle going over to Canada?
You know what? The town that I am from, we used to have Prince Charles and Diana... out of Qualicum Beach area.
Oh, wow, okay.
So you're no stranger to having some royals around your house.
No, not really, not in my backyard. I mean, I think it's kind of nice that they get out on their own a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a young couple trying to do their own thing in life. Yeah.
Hey, Janine, what are you doing in Newcastle? Are you just visiting? Are you here for work or do you live here now?
I'm now a resident. I've been here since 2012.
Oh, nice one, nice one. What area are you from?
Pardon me?
What area do you live in?
I live in the New Lambton by Blackbuck.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Good part of the world.
All right, Janine, let's win you these movie tickets. What do you think I'm saying on this fine Monday morning?
Now that we've chatted, I kind of forget, but I believe it was sometimes you have to keep your eyes open.
Not it, unfortunately. It was sometimes you need to open up wide. Oh, sorry, Janine. Thanks for calling, though. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, guys. Close. Back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. A little bit competitive, hang on, a little bit difficult.
Got to wipe the drool off my desk.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, you know what, guys? Was that embarrassing for you, Maddie?
No, it's fun.
You were fine?
Yeah.
Because a lot of embarrassing, I think a lot of teenagers would find doing that embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like when you're younger, the embarrassing things happen to you all the time. So we're going to chat on 13 10 09 after this, the most embarrassing stories from your teens.
Okay, excellent. Prizes on offer this morning, 6:26 with the Novos at UFM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
UFM. 3, 2, 1.
Here's a story to make you feel better about your life, guys, for a Monday morning. Just scrolling through the Daily Mail, here's a headline. My mum paid $26,000 for my dream wedding, then had a baby with my husband 9 months later. Daughter 34 tells how she can never forgive mother 53 after ultimate betrayal and heartbreak at seeing her marry ex 35.
This is why Jerry Springer needs to come back.
I know.
Loved that show.
Even Jerry Springer would struggle to get his head around that one.
You know how he would read that headline out, yeah, and then he'd put his head down and he'd just shake his head as he walks a 5 steps? That was his classic move.
Each one of those shakes, $1 million he was getting paid for that episode.
You just couldn't get over it, could
you? No, I don't think you could.
How do you make up with your mum after that? You can't, can you?
I know this is a long one.
You have to go visit their kid together all the time.
Oh, very awkward.
Getting a divorce as
well.
How's
family Christmas? Mum and your ex-husband with a kid.
13-10-09. Pass the ham. Has your mother slept with your partner? I'm just putting it out there.
I actually had a girlfriend whose mum slept with her partner before they were married. And get this, he worked for, like, their family company.
Really?
It messed up story, yeah.
Jeez.
I'm just in shock about that.
But I do know someone that similar has happened.
That's a terrible thing. Would you speak to your mother if she slept with Benny, Jade?
And had a kid with him?
Oh, you know what? It would be hard, but I think you've got to be okay with it to some degree to move on with your life. You've got to move forward.
I think I'd just have to.
You couldn't, Crevo?
No,
cut him out.
Yeah, there's you can pick other people in your life who you want to be happy with. You know,
it's not the same though. Oh, I don't know. It's a big debate. There's a lot to process here.
Yeah, that needs more time, I think. Yeah, up next, though, let's go something a little bit lighter, Jay, but doing most embarrassing story from your teens.
Yes, okay. So a mum revealed that she once sneezed in class and she was mortified because at the same time as she sneezed, she let out a massive ripper.
And
she said the entire class turned around and were just in stitches laughing at her. She said it was the most mortifying moment of her life.
Like stays that, with you, doesn't it?
It's like that time Crevo had a rise in class.
Very embarrassing.
Yeah. It takes a while to live these things down at school. So
years, if ever.
13 10 09. What's the most embarrassing story from your teens or your childhood that all you right. can remember?
We'll do it next after brand new stuff from The Weeknd. This is called Blinding Lights. We're live across Newcastle. It's 6:36 with the Novos. Good morning. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently sitting on 19 degrees at Nobby's, 18 at Belmont. It's all thanks to Macca's.
Now, Jade, we're talking about embarrassing stories from your teens that stuck with you.
Yeah, okay. This is because a mum revealed she sneezed in class and she couldn't help it. She farted at the same time. And the whole class turned around and was just in stitches laughing at her. Even the teacher, she said, like, no one could stop laughing. She just wanted to die then and there in a seat.
That's the sort of thing that can gain you a lifelong nickname.
Oh, yeah.
A pivotal moment like that in school.
Especially in year 8 or 9, because it sticks with you for the full 4 years.
What would the nickname be, guys?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, it depends what it sounded like. I imagine if it sounded like a baby dinosaur.
Or a trumpet.
You know? Trumpo.
Trumpo.
You're right, though. It takes years to get over it because kids can be very mean.
Really mean.
Or if it was like an elephant trumpeting, maybe you'd be Dumbo or something.
Yeah, let's not be mean, kids.
Oh, kids are just mean. They can't help it.
What can you do? It's just a pile of... Did you get... anything happen to you in high school or primary school?
Not really, no. I got lucky. But there were some kids that copped it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst thing that happened to me, I think.
Most embarrassing.
Yeah, most embarrassing thing that happened to me was I did wet my pants in year 4. As a 10-year-old, not great.
No, not ideal.
I did that once at school, but thank God it was when all the kids were in class and I went to the loo and I was busting to go. I didn't look to see if the toilet seat was up. So I sat on the toilet and I went and then I had to get sent home early. But thank God it wasn't at lunchtime. I would have died.
Absolutely copped it. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, taking your calls. 13 10 09.
Charmaine, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Very well, thanks.
Morning.
We're talking embarrassing stories of your teenage years. What have you got for us?
Oh, this is actually my poor daughter.
Uh-oh.
It was high school pickup. I had a Pajero. It was 7-seater. And she opened the back door to get in. So I'm thinking, you know, all the kids are in. I've got 4 kids. They're all in. And so I took off and I'm talking to my daughter next to me. And we hear this noise and we didn't know what it was. But we just kept on driving. We've gone up and we did a U-turn and come back down and there's Samantha waving me down. Apparently she's going to put a foot up to get into the car and I took off and she fell backwards on her arm.
Oh,
Terrible. Charmaine.
She said, I just had to laugh because if I cried, so everybody was laughing at me. It was like all the kids at the bus stop were just laughing at her.
Incredibly awkward and funny.
Charmaine, as a parent, right, did you kind of get a bit of a kick out of it?
Oh, I did laugh a lot.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was laughing too. I didn't know she wanted to cry.
She's looking at her mum going, Mum, I just want you to cuddle me, and you're laughing in her face. Charmaine.
You should have got in quicker.
It's just the way she was running up after me. They didn't know where she was running. And when I come back, just waving her arm. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you for your call, Charmaine. Great one right there.
Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you.
Now, tell us, most embarrassing story from your teens, or was it you with your daughter embarrassing her too?
No, it's from my teens.
tell us. What happened?
Me and my friend used to go to like ancient history class after school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we were walking out the gate and I thought, oh yeah, my dad's on his way. And for some odd reason I thought, oh, he's using my grandmother's car. And so I thought, okay, well, he's out there. And we walked out there and the car's parked and I've gone to my friend, okay, well, this is my dad. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then, I've opened the door, gone to get in and then realised that it's someone totally, not even my dad, it's totally someone different.
That's my worst nightmare.
With the same car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the same car. The number plate was very similar. And so for some odd reason, I thought, okay, yeah, that's my grandmother's car. And what made it worse is that it was a fresh new school for me. And the mother that it was in the class with us as well. And he's one of the popular kids as well. So
just very, very embarrassing to have gotten in someone else's car. They'd be thinking, who's this weirdo? What are they doing?
Was she like, what did she say? Was she like, get out. Who are you?
She didn't say anything, actually. I think she was a bit too stunned.
What happened?
And to this day, I still don't live. I've never lived it down. Like, even my friend's mum's like, oh, I nearly did it, Nicole.
Thanks, very Nicole. Awkward. Stunned mullet.
Morning, Jane.
Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So what's the most embarrassing story from your teens or childhood?
Oh, goodness. Just don't. Broadmeadow High School, 1988. In the binny shell. I had my beautiful knitted, just imagine it, okay, like the knitted black dress with the knitted black skirt, the thick tights, the heels, the big hair, the whole lot, the whole school. I mean, the whole school, not just middle school, the whole school.
Yep.
And school disco, DJ up there going, any request, bring them on up, write them down on a piece of paper, bring them on up, guys. So me being used to being able to jump up onto the stage in my sports uniform, thought I'd perform the same manoeuvre in my black skirt and my high heels.
Ooh la la.
No, guys. My heel got caught in my skirt and I ended up doing this funky dance move on the stage in front of the whole school to try. Oh, no. The only way I recovered from this was to take my shoe off, it doesn't stop there. Hand the DJ the request, died. The whole school stopped. They were in fits. It was like something out of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Okay, like, I was very carefully, like, seriously. Anyway, so I run down, I go to the toilet because I'm dying of embarrassment after I give this poor DJ my request.
Yeah.
I was totally infatuated. I'll save names and stuff, but I was totally infatuated with this poor guy in year 10, me being in year 8, you know, like, no, it wasn't going to happen. So I've requested this song for this guy. I'm in the toilet and I hear the DJ, because I'm not coming back out. I'm not coming back out, okay? I'm waiting in there till mum picks me up. I'm not saving face. So next thing you know, the DJ, his name, I have to. His nickname was Boggo. Oh, God.
Boggo.
My whole middle school experience was just, I could write the female version of Diary, as I said.
So the song came amazing. On for Boggo and you're in the toilet, so everyone was probably thinking you were...
laughing at you.
Laughing at you.
God.
Thank you for nightmare. Your calls this morning, guys. Up next, very exciting. Yesterday, we're at NEX Newcastle because we gave away the cruise, guys.
We did.
You
want
them summer cruise? It went really well. Heaps of people there yesterday.
Packed.
Anyway, if you did want to hear who won that, we're going to play out the audio for you next here at the Novos at 6:48.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1. New year, new you. You might have found yourself at the gym trying to work out and, you know, beat that New Year's resolution.
I'm one of those stats.
Exactly right.
You're on fire today, Jade. I love it. You're just there with the zingers.
That's true, bud. Every time. I am. Yeah, I've been going.
That's it. And
surprising myself.
Well, a lot of people maybe haven't been to the gym for a while and then they get back into it. Maybe you go a little too hard and you find yourself, you know, hurting yourself because you haven't warmed up properly or you're not at that level that you used to be at. We put this up on Facebook. Some great replies already. Mark said he strained his man boob several times.
His man boob? How do you strain your boob?
Well, guess that's your chest muscle.
Your pec.
Your pec. So he's pulled his pec and...
trying to lift something too heavy, perhaps. Evelyn said she tore her Achilles on the stair machine.
Oh, God, that would hurt.
Very, very painful. 13:10:09. Have you had a gym injury? Maybe it's already this year, or maybe it was from the last sort of 12 months or so. We'd love to hear your stories. Prizes on offer.
We'll do it straight after Jessica Mowboy. This is Selfish at New Tell FM. Good morning. Jessica Mowboy, Selfish. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's currently 18 degrees at Cessnock. And on 13.10.09 this morning, we're talking, what's your gym injury?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, Creevo, you're just saying new year, new goals. Jay, exactly. She's actually killed it this year. Yeah. You've been going for, like, what, 2 weeks now to the gym this year, Jay?
Yeah, consistently. I'm
every
just,
day?
Not every day. I'm just aiming, like, minimum two, three times a week.
Are you at the level where now when you go past reception, they're like, hey, Jade?
No.
That level? Not quite. No. It usually takes a little
Jade
longer.
Looks really fresh, though.
Yeah.
You've surprised me today.
Your like skin's glowing.
Yeah. Oh. Are you pregnant?
For you.
No, I don't think so. Who knows? Anything's
hopefully
possible,
you are.
Though, isn't it? You want to be my gunky? It's gunky. What was that term again? A gay? That's what a gay, uncle's called.
A gunkle.
A gunkle.
That's what you're angling for, aren't you, Maddie?
Well, are we going to have like who will be the godfather, Crevo or I?
I don't know. I'll have to put you through some paces.
I like how we're the options.
Well,
like Jade might not have any other friends.
Absolutely not. In the words of producer Jackson.
All right, so we are after gym injuries here on 13.10.09. Shall we start with the phones? Let's go to Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing well. What's your gym injury?
Well, I injured myself before I even got into the gym. So I
there's
drove,
a sign.
I drove to the gym and parked my car under a tree. And I went around the back to get my son out. And I just felt my legs go in opposite directions. And I did the split because I'd flipped over on these like seed pods that had fallen down from the tree. And my son was like, Mum, where did you go? I was at his window. I was on the ground. And, so I'd strained my groin before I even got in there.
So how long does it take for a sprained groin to heal itself?
Oh, look, it was just a minor strain. So it wasn't too long. I just skipped leg day that day. And
you still went in?
Yeah. Janine, I think we're all thinking it. How long were you out of action for?
Recovered fairly quickly.
Oh, good.
That's the main thing, you know.
That's all that really matters. Let's face it.
Call Janine.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, what's your gym injury?
I decided to start my New Year's resolution early, and so I decided to start going to the gym in November.
Mm-hmm.
Went for the first day, and I ended up vomiting, couldn't drive home. I think my body went into shock or something. Although you would like to know that I did go back the next day.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
So your injury was just vomiting?
Oh, look, it was
Your whole body was like, no.
This is a not an activity for you.
How long, Sarah, had it been before, you know, that you hadn't been to the gym?
Oh, I have never been to the gym, and I work in an office, but I'm competitive. So I was like, well, I'm not going to, you know, just go there and, like, hang out. So I did it, you know.
Oh, good on you.
You know what? I know the feeling. There's nothing worse when you work out for the first time in a long while and you get that nauseous feeling that just overtakes your whole body.
So I had to get my sister to come and get me because I literally could not drive home. I was vomiting, like, anything I could find.
Damn.
It was pretty funny.
Oh, Sarah, can I ask, is this November just been?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how are you going? You still stuck to your goal?
Yeah, I'm going 6 days a week. I now have triceps and all sorts of things.
Wow, good on you. Amazing. Well
that's
done.
Amazing.
Go, Sarah.
Was your goal to lose weight, Sarah, or to just tone up?
Originally it was to lose weight, but now it's to tone up.
Oh, so you're killing it.
Good on you. 6 days a week.
Good stuff. Now, I would offer you a bottle of Hunter Valley wine. Do you want that? I don't know if you do, if you're a hardcore gym junkie now.
I do not.
Okay, good.
Well done. Willpower.
That was a test.
Yeah.
And you passed. Well done.
Oh, good
there
stuff,
there you go.
Sarah.
That's inspiration out there.
Thanks for your call. Producer Jackson's up next, Crevo.
That's right. He's in with What's the Goss? What can we expect, Jackson?
A bit of a headbutt between Charlotte Crosby and Nikki Osborne on I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here, all over influencers. And talking about gyms, Taylor Swift and Bieber, their friendship isn't getting any better, and it's all at the Fitness Planet itself. myself. I'll update you next. It's a very funny story.
Okay, 7:15 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning. Sal Backman, live across the Newey. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 7:21. 21 degrees at Elibana. Right now it's time for What's the Goss?
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the Goss?
Oh, producer Jackson, here he is. What's the goss, my friend?
Good morning. Let's head to the jungle because, you know, I'm a celebs on. You've got all of these good celebs. Do you know what? Some are hit and miss. You know, you've got Charlotte Crosby in there, and then you've got people like bottom of the barrel Nikki Osborne, who I'm not really sure who she is, but whatever. Let's push on because she's in a feud last night with Charlotte Crosby. Influencers come up. Now, I don't know where you guys stand on influencers.
Jade's one. Jade's we love her.
Oh, thanks, guys.
But some of them are a bit try hard. Jade's our favourite, though.
Oh, bless you guys.
Well, the topic of influencers come up in the jungle because, of course, they don't have much to talk about. And then this happens.
A lot of girls out there want
to
do it.
We don't need any talent.
You need a lot of talent to be a good influencer.
You think?
Oh, 100%. Not anyone can just be an influencer.
If you and an influencer, Nikki, went to try and sell the same things, you're not going to do very well. So it shows that maybe you don't have much talent.
I back Charlotte Crosby there.
Me too. She's so good for this show. They were lucky to get her.
Yeah, they were. Influencers do work hard.
Everyone's
like, oh, what a load of shit. It's not like a real job, but a few of my friends are influencers, and they like hustle daily. So, you know what? And do you know what? If you're an influencer and you're getting your rent paid,
go you.
Good on you. But I'm finding the jungle very interesting this year. I think Nikki went home, thank God.
So do you know what? This season of I'm a Celeb, one of the most successful in years. The names aren't that, you know, high caliber, but it's doing well.
They're bringing the goods.
I think they sort of were smart in a way to get, like, more at a medium level than a few really high ones and spend all the budget on that and have the rest as no names.
Have either of you been watching it?
On and off. So
I just watched previews.
A couple of years ago, they got, you know, Tom Arnold, the actor? So they spent millions of dollars to get him into the jungle, and he basically said nothing was eliminated after 2 weeks. So I think they changed their strategy to, like, not go for the A grade.
Well, the A-listers don't, like, if you're a B celeb or D, E, F, G, you don't have anything to lose as much as the A celebs.
That's right, and you're going to work harder to try and stay on the show because it's building your profile.
I think they've changed their contracts too. I've heard that you get more money the longer you're in there now, so people just don't go in and then bomb out. But I don't know. Watch this space. Perez Hilton's in there, so that's exciting. Moving on. Look what you made me do. Taylor Swift and the Biebs. They've come to blows again, and it's all at Dog Pound Gym in West Hollywood now. Biebs was doing a bit of a workout. Taylor Swift showed up, and he was asked to get the hell out of there.
Well, that's because she booked the place, though.
Yeah.
I read up on this
But so, like, at Dog Pound Gym, you're actually allowed to stay if the other people allow you to stick around because it's quite a big gym, but she's put the kibosh on old Biebs, which I would too. Get out. He looks like he stinks, so I wouldn't want him around.
He has Lyme disease. He's, you know, rebuilding his life.
Yeah, I get that. We've all had the flu and stuff like that. Like, it sucks, but,
it's
like...
It's different, Jackson.
I never thought I'd see the day where Jade defends Justin Bieber. Over Taylor Swift.
Are you all right? No, have you got Lyme disease?
Oh, maybe. but everyone gives Justin Bieber such a hard time. He's really trying to turn his life around, and everyone just wants to, you know, keep throwing bones at the dog.
Eggs at him.
Yeah.
I think pissing in his bucket.
Biebs trying to turn his life around is like the U-turn bay near work. You know how it's just really stalled for a long time? You're just there with your blinker on. I mean, keep trying, mate, but I don't like you. You're a flog.
No, he's not.
He is. I've called
you
it.
You don't even know him.
I don't need to. I'm the celeb goss guy. I'm calling him a flog.
Oh, please.
That's your job.
Yeah, Jade.
I can't believe you're defending Justin Bieber over Taylor Swift.
How would you like it if someone kept saying, oh, you're crap, and getting crap all the time?
I don't know, I'd just swim in my millions of dollars and be happy.
No, but your mental health isn't, like, a lot of them say they don't care about money, so your mental health's huge, and how's he ever going to get better when people aren't giving him a go and saying, you know what, you've made some mistakes.
All right, Jade, real talk. If people kept saying I was crap, and I had a hard look in the mirror and I said, actually, do you know what? You're a bit crap, Jackson. I'd say, fair call. It's where I'm at with the Biebs.
Okay. I see what you mean, though,
Jade. Well, we're never going to agree. Also, and that's okay. But you know what? How about everyone just keep an open mind? You know, be a little kinder to each other in this world.
Use your own gym. Don't those celebs at that level own a gym?
I know. How embarrassing to have to kick someone out if it's not your own gym.
No, but you don't like... It's like I've got my Zumba room at home. You know, I understand because I want to... I go do Zumba at the gym, you know?
I love how Jade's on the same level as Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift now.
Don't put Jade down.
I've got a Zumba room.
Jade is at that level. You're an influencer. Show them how it is.
I'm really not, but, you know, I'll take any compliment I can get.
Any Newcastle celebs you'd kick out of your gym, Jade?
You.
I wouldn't go to your gym.
Not allowed to. You're banned because I'm playing Bieber 24/7.
You two do house calls.
You two are the Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber of Newcastle.
Oh, I'm happy to be Taylor, Jade. You can be Justin Bieber.
Yeah, okay.
I love that.
I've got more money.
Thank you, Jackson. Thank you, Jackson.
Speaking of money, celebrity loot after this, guys. $1,000 up for grabs. It could be yours. All you have to do is guess these five celebs.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09, if you want to have a go at this, there's only three voices left.
Correct.
Two gone now. Emily on the live stream saying, can't wait to answer that. Well, give us a call. This is your chance. 13:10:09. Big clue came in for voice three. It's a singer from Scotland.
Excellent. If you want to have a crack at this, money, give us a call. 13:10:09. We'll do it next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo. The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
Three, two, one.
Massive thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe for hooking us up with the coffees. Now, you were saying that I've surprised you.
You have today because...
By getting an iced skinny latte.
Very off-brand for you.
I like to switch things up. I'm a man full of surprises. You should know this by now.
I didn't find it as surprising as Maddie did.
Of course.
And Jackson.
Good.
Well, I've just never seen Crevo drink an iced latte at this time in the morning.
Mm. Iced skinny latte, I heard. That's very passionate of you, Crevo.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment coming from you, Jackson, isn't it?
It is, my man, it is.
It is.
I had skinny latte. It's a gayer coffee than I have.
Well,
I've got an almond milk latte with two equals, which is worse.
It's important to be open-minded, you know? Be accepting of everyone. It's very important.
I've just got a standard latte.
Yeah.
Easiest off the menu.
Jade. Good on you.
Yeah. Dream buyer.
Celeb loot. A dream customer.
Consumer.
Wow. Definitely
I
not.
I think a dream customer from Happy Mobile Cafe is one that pays. So that's for us.
That's true. Thanks, guys. We love you.
We do love the Happy Mobile Cafe.
Hey, we get $1,000 to give away. All you have to do is identify these five celebs.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Now, we do know that Celeb 1 is DJ Snake. Celeb 2 is Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. And our clue for Celeb 3, Crevo, was...
It's a singer from Scotland. So that's the one saying Meatloaf.
So 13:10:09 if you want to play this morning.
Excellent. We'll play after this. Lizzo, Good As Hell, 7:36 at New FM. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge. I'm just got... To know those, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
$1,000 up for grabs. This is your chance. There's only three voices left. It's where it gets interesting. And we gave away a clue for celeb number three. It's a singer from Scotland.
Excellent. Here they are. Take a listen. 13:10:09 to play.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf
with the greatest movie of all time.
Morning, Karen.
Oh, good morning.
Welcome to the show. How's your morning been so far?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. It's a lovely sunny day.
Oh, it is beautiful. How was your weekend? What did you get up to?
Oh, not a terrible lot. Just pottering around the house.
pottering around the house. Well, for $1,000, you can maybe, I don't know, go on a shopping spree this coming weekend and not stay at home.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant.
All right, well, let's hope we can make it happen for you. Who do you think these five celebs could be?
Oh, I think I only know one, and I think it's Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Unfortunately not.
No, incorrect. Thank you for that, Karen. Let's go to Emily. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We are doing good. Emily, what's on for your Monday?
Just on my way to work again, unfortunately.
Never good. What do you do for work?
So I manage a clinic in Sapporo.
Oh.
And I...
What, sorry?
What clinic?
A clinic, like a skin clinic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, cool. Like laser and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, would you get freebies all the time?
God, Jade.
Jade.
What was that?
Like, you know, would you get freebies all the time? Like, do you practice, like, microdermabrasion and stuff on each other?
Do you know what? We don't have time. I wish we did, but, yeah, like, not as often as what you would think.
Yeah, I thought that would be a perk for you guys because I love microdermabrasions.
Emily, what Jade is actually saying is,
can you hook us up with a freebie?
Can I be your celebrity ambassador?
Yes. Look, I'll speak with your producer and we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Jade. That would be great. Thank you.
More importantly, let's win you some free money, Emily. Who do you think the celebs are?
I think that voice number three is Louis Capaldi.
Any others that you want to guess?
Maybe number four is like Kim Kardashian.
Okay, five?
Oh, no.
Okay, I can reveal number three is Louis Capaldi.
Congratulations.
Oh, you got it. Oh, that's so good. That's three down, guys. We're going to hook you up with a prize, Emily. How does a couple of bottles of beautiful Hunter Valley wine sound?
Thank you. That sounds amazing.
Oh, good. No, you're congratulations.
Welcome. Thanks for playing.
Good.
Do you know what I love about this round of Celebrity Loot?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually getting guests in order. One, two, and three.
So I know.
We've only got four and five to go.
Doesn't it make life easier?
Yeah, a lot easier.
It was all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Are playing again before 9 o'clock. Only two celebs to go. You get them. The money's yours.
That's right.
It could go off today. Are you feeling anything in your waters, Maddie?
No, I reckon Thursday.
I reckon maybe today.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Let's see.
Well, I have a painting that I'm going to auction off after this. I've been painting all weekend. A picture of two koalas because we want to donate this money to the RFS and the bushfire relief that we're all getting behind as a country, which is great.
So this comes off the back of the story you did on the show last week, Jade, where you were telling us about all of the different celebrity artists, so like Britney Spears, Sylvester Stallone. They were all having these big showings now at the moment of their so-called art.
Mm.
I've got to say, this painting... Bravo.
Amazing.
Really?
Much, it's much better than anything Britney Spears has done. I'll tell you that much for free.
You know what? I don't like to toot my own horn, but I think I've got Britney Spears on this one. It was a finger painting she did.
Yeah, it looked
like a
kindergarten classroom.
I felt sorry for Britney Spears.
Yours is sort of like Reg Mombasa Mambo style.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of has this sort of
For those who don't know who that is
I'm just pretending to know.
Who is that?
So, he was, like, the most iconic of the Mambo designers back in the day, and he had this sort of...
The clothing brand?
Yeah.
Oh, Mambo.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, so he was he's the most iconic of the designers, and he had this very unique, like, cartoon, but Australian, very Australian style, and I really feel like yours is sort of in that vibe.
Second painting you've ever painted.
Ever painted.
First one was an apple.
Yes.
So it's of a baby koala with its mummy koala.
Yeah.
We're going to post it online and we'll try and raise some money. I think it's worth a solid $300.
At least.
It's good.
It's really nice and you're supporting a great cause.
$13,109.
This is what we'll do. If you've got a business that you maybe want to plug and you want to donate and make a bid for the painting, we'll give you a plug on air if you're willing to do that. So give us a call, 13,109. We're going to auction off this painting for the RFS next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Partly cloudy, Five Sauce Young Blood. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. And just so you know, very exciting stuff. We have a podcast now available on Apple Music and Spotify. Just search The Novos. Available now. The full show anywhere, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every day we pop that up. Now, Jade, you have surprised us all with your amazing artistic ability, really. You've done this beautiful picture of a mum koala hugging a baby koala.
Yep.
And the idea is to, over the next few days, sort of run like a, almost like a silent auction. Or if you have a business you want to plug, you can, you know, make your bid that way and we will talk about your business. The money, of course, going to the RFS. And the idea is just to raise some cash for them for the bushfires. Now, if those of you don't know, Jade has a bit of a history of supporting especially the koalas. You know, you've done a fair bit of work for them. You did a hula hooping marathon. Mm-hmm. And the idea now is just to help, you know, the fireys who have, you know, been working so hard over the past few months.
Really. Yeah, for sure. I'm very proud of you, Jade, because obviously you did, you know, work so hard raising money for Port Stephens Koala Hospital at the end of last year. So this is really cool what you're doing. And it's actually quality painting. You know, we may joke around, you know, oh, Jade's pretending to be an artist, but you're actually very talented and it's a really nice painting.
Well, thank you. Well, I've uploaded it on...
She's
going to
cry.
The New FM Facebook page. So if you can have a look at it and you can contact us via the Facebook page. You can private message us that way or give us a call on 131009 if you want to make a bid.
Yeah.
For the painting, and just know, like, all the money is going directly towards the RFS.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, the idea, of course, is to raise as much cash as them as possible. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run this over the next few days. So if you're thinking about it, or maybe you hear this and go, oh, I can chat to the boss.
Yeah.
And, you know, get them to buy it for the office or something like that. That's a good option as well. Because, of course, it being a donation, tax deductible, don't forget about that.
That's true.
Yeah, and Jay, how long did it take just
to be honest, it probably took me maybe 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Speedy artist as well.
You're in the wrong business, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, it took me 2 hours. So.
Just to describe it, like I said before, it has this, that's the artist I compare it best to. It's like a Reg Mombasa kind of vibe. So it's kind of like a fun, almost cartoonish feel. And, it, you know, it'd be great for, like, you know, around an office or a kid's room or something.
Do you mean childcare centre? If there's any childcare centres out there who would like to get on board.
Oh, it's cute. Like I said, go to the New FM Facebook page. We just posted it up there.
Have a look, have a think.
And like we said, 131009, if you want to give your business a plug, so you can make a bid live on air, talk about your business, and we'll go from there, guys. Very cute. Good job, Jade.
Great. Jade the artist.
Applause. Hey, coming up after this, guys, we are talking on 131009. What do your kids keep leaving around the house? Now, there's nothing worse in the world than a messy house, especially with kids, toys everywhere. I mean, some adults are as bad as kids.
Yeah, oh, Ben, definitely.
Because you were getting really annoyed at Ben last week.
Oh, my husband,
behind
Benny,
the scenes.
Well, because he ate an apple in the shower and he just decided to leave the apple cork just sitting on the bath.
The what?
The what?
Apple cork.
The apple cork.
The
What's
apple
that?
Cork.
What's an apple
well,
cork?
Well, the apple cork.
Oh, the cork.
The apple cork. Looks like a cork. But anyway, he left it on the bath. I was thinking, really? Couldn't you just put it in the bathroom bin? It's right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you've got a bin in the bathroom.
Does
right?
he do that yeah. on the reg?
No, not often, Is but it? Beer bottles get left, you
in
know,
the bathroom.
Clothes. Yeah, he likes to have a drink and relax in the shower and have a beer.
Do you know what?
It is a thing.
Eating and drinking.
Yeah.
I think we need to open it up to big kids as well, like
yeah.
your husband.
Clothes as well.
What are you sick of picking up around the house? You know, do you have a messy husband, messy kids, messy wife? We want to know all about it. We've got some great prizes on offer. Double passes to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs. Plus, we've got these really cool car washing kits, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Well, with the new water restrictions
Level
in place.
Level 2 hits today. So there's a little bucket, there's some sponges and some really cool cleaning products. Real talk. Because now you're only allowed to wash your car with a bucket.
Yeah, and just because we had rain doesn't mean,
the
you know, that the restrictions
over.
Have eased. Correct. No, they haven't.
Correct, Amundo. 5 minutes to 8 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nova. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Nova. The Nova.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Nova.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
So Friday night, after I went out for some dinner, went into Harris Farm to get some stuff, like groceries for the weekend, and a little bit embarrassing, someone said, "Hey, Crevo, how are you?"
Don't you hate that? You and didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who I was.
It's not embarrassing.
Well, I recognised the face, but I just couldn't like, pick it. Anyway, it turns out it was Josh from JKB Carpentry and Building. And these are the guys, when we were doing raising money for the Westpac helicopter, they donated $500.
That's right.
Yeah. And we went out and met them
to
on
their
site.
House.
Where,
where
they were doing some work.
Really nice people.
So shout out this morning to Josh. Josh, Tom, Brad, Ben, Tim and Tiffany all on site today.
Hey, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. And thanks for the support once again.
Give the business name another plug.
JKB Building and Carpentry.
Oh,
really nice people. I remember him showing us the trailer with all their gear.
It was
brand new. It was looking really schmick.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. So thanks to the guys.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for listening, guys. 13:10:09 next, though, we're talking, what do you keep leaving around the house? Maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your kids, anyone. Jade, your husband keeps leaving apple cores around the bathroom. Very odd place to be left.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts. He loves having that, and he likes drinking a beer in the shower.
And he just leaves the bottle there.
And I'm like, oh.
Put it in the bin.
Just put it in the bin.
Is it like a constant struggle for you with Benny?
No, you know what? It's only certain things. That and the leaving the clothes around the house. That's where I'll find like the shirt. He'll come home and he's like one of these people who walks to the front door and he'll start taking off his work uniform as soon as he's in the front door.
And you're like, hello, Benny.
You're like, leave it on.
There's one in every house, though.
There's a silver lining.
It's you and your house, isn't it, Crevo?
For sure,
I thought so. Yeah. Producer Jackson, you or Andrew? Who's the messy one?
Andrew's the messy one.
Do you get angry?
Absolutely furious all the time.
Give us a call right now. Dub 'em in. Prizes on offer. We'll do it straight after Dermot Kennedy. This is new for him. It's called Outnumbered at New FM. Good morning. Brand new music for Dermot Kennedy. That song is called Outnumbered with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 11 past 8. It's all thanks to McDonald's, currently sitting on 22 degrees at Warners Bay.
And on 13:10:09, we want to know, what do your kids keep leaving around the house? Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, peoples. How are we?
Oh, hey,
good,
Robbie.
Thank you.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
I worked my love, so... Yeah.
Oh, but you have a new grandchild, though.
On Saturday, turned 57.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
And new grandchild, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, little Sienna Rose.
Beautiful. Lovely
so
name.
Cute. Robbie, what are you sick of picking up around your place?
Freaking wet towels.
Never good, are they?
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to hang the damn thing over the rail and pull it out straight?
Shouldn't be so hard, should it?
You wouldn't think
Who's the biggest culprit, Robbie?
My daughter.
Oh, dear. Like every day?
Yeah, every shower.
You should put them in her bed. That'll teach her a lesson.
Trick. Yeah, true.
Like under a pillow.
I
beautiful.
Think I stuff them down her underpants.
It must be big undies.
Well, she might learn when she goes to sit down on a wet tushy.
I wasn't that expecting that. I have to say that.
Robbie, thanks for your call. Let's go to Liz. Hello.
Hi.
How are you today, Liz?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. What are you sick of picking up around home?
Sick of picking up the toys that my Chihuahua and cross Maltese Terrier and King Charles Cavalier keep leaving all over the floor.
Oh,
very
Liz,
specific.
I can relate, and I love the fact that you have a Chihuahua cross.
Yes. Oh well, he's not like my Chihuahua. He's not a cross. He's just purebred Chihuahua.
Oh, cool. Oh, so you have a...
Then I've also got a King Charles Cavalier Cross Maltese.
Oh, awesome. Oh, you little chichosh. Is it a long-haired chihuahua or a short-haired?
No, short-haired.
Short-haired
chihuahua.
They love their
that's
toys.
That's enough hijacking. We're talking about leaving things around the house, Jay.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Chihuahuas, they love leaving their toys scattered everywhere.
They are perfectly able to take the toys out of the toy box. It's just a matter, I haven't taught them how to put them back in yet.
Oh, no, I understand. I don't think, you know what, it'll never happen for us, Liz.
I don't think so either.
Love your work, Liz.
Thank you for your call. G'day, Sam. How are you?
I'm pumped. How are you guys?
Yeah, pumped as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, happy Monday. I hear you. Now tell us, what are you sick of picking up around the house?
My son's odd socks. Only ever one. They're everywhere.
So do you think, like, what's going on there? Why does he not put both in the wash, or where's the other one going?
I don't know, but I found one under my trampoline when I was mowing. I found a different one under my lounge suite that I decided to pull apart. Just one.
Bizarre.
See, a lot of people blame the washing machine for eating the single socks, but really, they're just getting scattered all around the property.
And it must just be one foot that gets hot.
He just takes off one.
How old's your son, Sam?
He's
10 years old. Do you think somewhere along the line, as a parent, you've made a mistake when it comes to the socks and undies, Sidge?
I think his father did.
Oh, yeah.
Blame the dad.
Yeah, good
idea.
Like it.
Like father, like son. Hey, Sam, we're going to give you a double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. It's all yours, okay?
Thank you.
Have a nice time on us. Thank you for your calls, everyone.
Jay, guys, we're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It after this.
Excellent. And don't forget, we could be giving you $1,000 celebrity loot before 9 o'clock. Two celebs left. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Alrighty, love it or loathe it. So basically, I'm going to get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. No fence sitting, you either love it or loathe it. Ready?
Yeah.
Alright, interviews.
3, 2, 1, go!
Do you mean like work interviews?
Yeah.
Oh, loathe it. Very awkward always.
Loathe it.
I usually do quite well in them, but I still hate the process.
You seem like the sort of man who would do their research.
Always. Well-researched. In fact, I'll, like, go dig really deep into the person I'm talking to.
Really?
Yep. Find out about them.
No wonder you loathe them. Jesus.
Yes. Too much work.
In previous jobs, I've even found out people that know the person that is going to interview me.
LinkedIn's a great thing, isn't it?
Oh, it is for that. LinkedIn's
That's why I refuse
best.
To have it.
Really? Why?
I think I do have one, actually. I just don't use it.
Oh, I might have to go stalk it later, see if I can find you.
I wonder what's on there.
But why don't you like it?
You know what? It's very unnatural. Just That's very true. Unnatural. It's, Same yeah. sort of deal, Crevo. I've done really well in pretty much most interviews that I've went to. The thing is, though, I don't do research. I sort of deal in, like, emotions and, like, feelings and vibes. So I think I deal in that space, and it always works out well for me. I can generally tell if someone's off me.
Interesting. Well, this all comes about because a lady is in the headlines at the moment because she's saying that a job interview was offensive because they asked her what her relationship status was. And she was like, well, why is it your business?
Exactly right. There's no...
That is insulting.
Too much.
And I think illegal as well.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what the... if there's a manual or a handbook on what you can legally...
There certainly is.
Where is it? Like, well, workplace... Just,
yeah, it'd be like workplace standards or something like
Funny
that.
Funny you say that. So, in high school, I had a really good careers advisor. Really good. Like, I thought, you know what? He set me up with some great life skills for interviews and tips and tricks. And one of the biggest things he always said was never reveal your age, your relationship status, or your sexuality. Because it's none of their business.
That's so true.
So true.
And it just opens the door. Even though people might not, like, actively discriminate, subconsciously,
they might,
you know. They might be trying to stick to the rules, but subconsciously, they do.
I always try and spin it back onto them. So, you know when they...
What's your relationship status?
No, not that. Like, with interviews, I'll try and...
What's an example?
Well, this lady was like once, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I said, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? because it throws the question back. And because I was thinking...
It throws them completely.
It threw it. But the thing is, I don't... Like, realistically, who knows? Mm. Life happens. And the thing is, no one likes that question. So I said, to be honest, I'm not sure. Where do you see yourself to try and get to know them as much as they're trying to get to know me? And then they sort of think to yourself, if you don't have a good answer, they understand, I don't have a good one either. We'll just skim over it.
What do you think they would do if you just turned around and said, not here?
What do you mean?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I used to work at a place called Staples, right? Mm. So I was an account manager. I worked there for like 6 months in between breaks at the paint shop.
Yeah.
Anyway, went there and, you know, big corporate building and they're all really smart. It's like, guys, you're just selling rubbers. Relax. And this boss, she was...
Like erasers.
Yeah. Oh, the station. Office station.
Oh, heaven.
I never forget that day. I was in an interview with a panel of 3 people. And I was like, this is too excessive. And they all just probed me beyond belief. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What do you love about the company? It's like, you know what? I don't care.
I don't know yet because I haven't worked for the company. Yeah. But from what I've read on your website.
Turned out to be... they all say that.
I know. Yeah,
turned out to be a heap of crap. The people undercutting each other left, right and centre.
Oh. Didn't suit you in the end.
No, I'm not an office kind of guy.
No, I can't see you in a suit and tie every day.
You know what? I actually did enjoy that part.
Really?
Yeah.
Because at the paint shop, I just basically wore rags. I mean, anything's a step up from that, right?
The one thing you
really
loved about
it... really felt like Cinderella.
...was the fashion.
Rags to button-ups.
Get around it.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, Crevo, up next, we've got a great little list we've compiled. Mm. Obviously, new year, a lot of new people to Newey.
That's right.
Especially people that are starting uni this year. And, you know, if you're new to the town, you might not know what to do.
That's right. Or maybe you're just looking for a little bit of inspo, things to do around this city. We've done like a mini list of our favourite things around the team, and we're going to get into it right after the news.
It's 8:28 with the Novos. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
New year, maybe you're new to town, or maybe you just want to look for some inspiration of new stuff to do around our fair city and region. So we're going to do like a special list of our favourite things to do around this great city.
Yeah, and feel free to join up. Like, give us a call if you want to add something. 13109, do you have like a secret spot or like a favourite thing to do that you would recommend to others?
I actually threw this on my Facebook page on the weekend. Only because I went out to Morpeth and I had breakfast. And I was like, where do you go?
Back to the mayor of Morpeth, Jade Leader.
She wishes.
It was interesting, people commenting, telling me where they like to go have breakfast on weekends. I was like, now I have to try all these places.
Got a list happening, dear Jade.
Yeah, I do now.
Oh, very good. Where is it?
Oh, it's online.
No list.
Go onto my Facebook page and you can find it.
I'll kick this off,
yeah.
But we'll get right into it in just a minute. Sundays, I love to go with Emmy to the farmer's market and get breakfast and coffee.
You love dumplings.
Get the Tibetan momos. Oh, they're unbelievable. They have this chili sauce, homemade chili sauce. It's just delicious. Never had anything like it.
Well, you went yesterday, yeah?
Yeah.
You rode your bikes.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Oh, you rode your bike, did you?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
How long is this? That's been the first time in how long now?
No, we did it last week as well.
Oh, look at you. You little cutie pie.
The Novos, favourite things in Newey and the Hunter for 2020 up next right now. Keith Urban, Wasted Time. It's 8:36 with the Novos. Good morning. Keith Urban, Wasted Time. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, currently sitting on 23 degrees at Broadmeadow, 22 at Shoal Bay, guys.
It's time to talk about our favourite things that we love to do in the region for 2020. It's sort of like a bit of a best of list. I'm going to kick things off. My favourite, snorkeling up at Fly Point.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful.
Really?
It is amazing.
The variety of fish and sea life there is just unbelievable.
Have you done it, Jade?
I have, yeah. Snorkel. Go scuba diving off that Fly Point as well. Amazing.
Creeper, you and I were chatting when I was over at Bali at Christmas time. I discovered the world of snorkeling, and you did recommend that spot. We should go one day.
Maybe, yeah, a little Novo snorkeling trip.
That's a lot of fun. Stonefish out there too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really cool. Well, look, I'll tell you what, I'm going to kick this off. I know it seems like I'm going to recommend a bar, but if you're into a bit of cool live music, right, like Thursday evening, every second Thursday at the Queen's Wharf Brewery, they have this thing called the Harbour Lounge, right, and it stars the Vanguard Players. It's such a great vibe. It's actually, when I go, it just really like lifts me up for the week. So they have some like brass pieces, and like, it's just a sick band. It's really
good. That's really cool.
Bit of live music.
And people are getting into it. Like, there's so many people there. It's a real event. So if you're looking for sort of like a midweek drink, you know, a bit of a dance, pick me up. The Harbour Lounge, Queen's Wharf Brewery. So good.
There you go. Oh, well, I've got two. We all know how much I love Morpeth, but whenever I hear anyone is going out to the bay, because I lived out there for 8 years, I always say, go to the Inner Light Tea Rooms.
So what's so good about it?
Best scones, great view. I recommended Crevo to go there and you did.
Yeah.
How awesome is it?
10 out of 10.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
And they've got these cute, like, parrots that hang around there, and they just come up and sit on your table while you eat scones.
And they've got, like, it's just the best place, Maddie. I'll take you there one day.
Yeah, we'll go for a little trip there.
If I didn't get married overseas, I would have got married at the Inner Light Tea Rooms.
Really?
Because the view's that good.
Love it that much.
It's a 10 out of 10 view. It's amazing.
Wow.
I think it's a place where it gets overlooked for weddings.
Yeah.
But, if you're looking for a spot, get on Google now.
Oh, that's cute. Jackson, what about you?
I'm going to say if you're looking for like a good sunset view, Hickson Street, up the lookout up there. It's very beautiful. It overlooks the water. One of the best views in Newcastle. And then if you're feeling active, you can hike down into Glen Rock. It's so good up there.
Do you know, producer Jackson would know all the little nooks and crannies and cool spots because you've taken such incredible photos, like basically right across the Hunter. What's your main spot that you just love to go to, just to photograph?
It would have to be the baths down in Newcastle, the two pools there.
Yeah, pretty.
That's stunning there.
Do you know what I love as well? I love it. I don't know why. I've just connected with it so much. Shoal Bay. Out at the bay.
That is beautiful.
Such a beautiful part of the world. Jackson, Shoal Bay Country Club, eh?
A few good memories
there.
It's
very good.
And
I love it.
Good times that aren't memories there.
You can't beat Newcastle beaches, though. Like the Anzac Walk.
Oh, that's an absolute
stunner.
I
love taking people when I have family visit on there.
And, of course, Mount Tomaree. I mean, it's, you know, out at the bay, but it's beautiful. That view is incredible.
Yeah, definitely. Hamish, you were saying before... He's gone. He's not in there. Oh, okay. Well, that's a wrap then on our top things for 2020 around Newcastle.
You know what, guys? I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
I've just had an idea, thinking on the fly. Mm. We'll put something up on Facebook. Would love for you to recommend out there places for us to go and try.
And we'll just
go visit. Yeah, just randomly. Just do like a little tour of Newcastle and the Hunter and just visit all these places.
Something new.
We all love a road trip together. Let's not lie.
Shotgun front seat. We know I get car sick in the back.
I'll be, I guess, driving because Maddie Yank isn't going to be you, is it?
You know, I do have my L's. Somebody just needs to take the risk and teach me.
Bagsy, not me.
I can teach her. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Backseat Crevo. Hey, coming up next, guys, Celeb Loots. $1,000 up for grabs.
And only two voices left. Okay. The last two.
Here we go. Take a listen. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13:10:09, we're looking for the last two voices. So one of them says with, and the last one says the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, it's getting down to the wire.
Two voices. 13:10:09.
Say 45, we'll play next. Sones and I, Never Seen the Rain with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Monday morning. It's 8:52. How does a free $1,000 sound with Celebrity Loot? Two celebs to go, guys.
Amazing.
13:10:09. The lines are open.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I just got De Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
So, we only need Celeb 4 and Celeb 5, and that's it. The money is yours.
Don't understood.
You could just have two lucky guesses, and you get $1,000.
So, let's go through them. Number one, DJ Snake.
Yep.
Number two,
Bill Gates.
Number three, Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, interesting. Let's play them. Try and listen out for the last two, and you could be walking away with the cashola.
My mom. Surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
So have a think about it over the next day or so. And so the two voices, the first one says with, and the last one says the greatest movie of all time.
Mm, and there's a lot of incorrect guesses online.
Newfm.com.au. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. I will play again tomorrow morning. Do your research and get the right guess. Come on.
That's right. $1,000. I feel it's going to go off soon.
Happy days. Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free. Up next, mate. Yo, what's on the way?
Yo. Do you remember Faker, Aussie Boys?
Yes.
I love those
guys. I know. So good, right? And then they just dropped off the face of the earth.
This Heart Attack. Great
some
song.
Serious nostalgia, though. I used to listen to this whole album in high school, so it's bringing back some serious 16-year-old feels.
I feel like this, where'd they go?
Yeah.
Faker, let me Google.
I feel like this is new to the playlist.
Yeah, it's one of our summer songs.
Love it.
Yeah, brilliant, really good brilliant. Summer playlist. Also, too... It's my Monday motivation, Post Malone, Sam Felt.
Great song.
I've really taken this on board the last couple of weeks.
Very upper song for a
Post
Malone.
This song sums up summer to me.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
We need to break
this down. It's not a Post Malone song, Jay.
He's just featuring on it?
No.
Oh.
The singer is Sam Felt, and the song is called Post Malone.
Oh.
Post Malone's not involved.
Oh, well, that explains why it's so good. Like, Post Malone sometimes is very Debbie Downer.
Oh, I love Post Malone.
I also love Post Malone.
I'm sorry to ruin your dreams.
Post Malone's amazing.
Not all of his songs.
No, he's so good. And watch, if you get a chance, Google Post Malone dancing to Shania Twain at the VMAs. It's so...
I want to see that.
It's so funny. Hey, another song, too, that if I ever get the chance to vote for a new Australian anthem, this is going to be it.
Oh,
the Veronicas.
I love
Untouched.
This song. Amazing.
Can you imagine?
You know what? Real talk. We had like a little get together at my house on Friday. The Veronicas. This song blasting. We were all dancing on the balcony. Someone was knocking on our front door.
Really?
We're just singing the Veronicas, like 10 of us.
I would love to do this song with you at karaoke one day, but just quickly, going back to Faker, that's coming up soon.
Yeah.
So they broke up as a band in 2013, right?
Yeah.
But guess how many people have been in the band?
13?
So they joined... No, 22.
Are you kidding?
Not kidding. Past members, I counted. 22 members. That's why they never came back after that song.
Did the lead singer stay the same, though? You need to keep the essence.
You'd think so.
Oh, to be honest, there's that many there, and they whoever did it gave up on putting whatever
position they were
in the band.
Love it. 105 commercial free minutes away. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music for your workday. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for the Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.